Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
You're listening to a recycled edition of Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Desalination, the process of removing salt from seawater, provides 16 billion gallons of purified water to the world every day. For some countries, including Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, desalination is already the prime source of drinking water. There's clearly enough ocean to satisfy the rising demand, but a major limiting factor is the cost of energy for the process. Now engineers at Yale University have come up with a more efficient method of desalination, which produces fresh water at less than half the price. Lisa Raffensperger of the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, A Powerful Puzzle, reports.
As the winds pick up over Boston Harbor, engineer Rob McGinnis stands on the dock. He sweeps his arm toward the bustling waterfront.
Container ships loading up not far from here, cruise ships coming in. We have the airport right next to the water. We have power plants which use the water for cooling purposes.
But for all the things this water is good for.
Right, so all the things that the water here is good for, it's not good for drinking.
As chief technology officer of the Oasis Water Company, McGinnis will tell you that's not strictly true. Desalination makes seawater drinkable for millions of people every day. But existing technologies consume energy, mostly fossil fuels, that could be used for other things. Not so for the desalination technology McGinnis developed as a PhD student at Yale in the lab of Professor Meni Elimelech. The revolutionary part of it, says McGinnis, is the energy source.
We can take this very, very low temperature energy, the kind of temperature that you would find in, say, a hot bath. So if you came in contact with it, it actually wouldn't burn you. It's tolerable, say, 40 degrees Celsius. This is the temperature at which power plants often will reject heat to the atmosphere. We can use that energy source to drive a desalination process.
The process uses forward osmosis rather than reverse osmosis, which is the primary desalination technology today. Existing reverse osmosis requires energy to push water through a membrane against its natural flow. Forward osmosis, on the other hand, doesn't apply pressure. Seawater goes on one side of a membrane, and even saltier water goes on the other. The saltier side is called the draw solution because it pulls water to that side. But the salts in the draw solution perform a chemistry trick. When heated to low temperatures, they bubble out as gases, leaving behind pure water. Professor Meni Elimelech.
So the invention here was to come up with a draw solution that you can really separate relatively easy and inexpensive by means of waste heat.
Waste heat, like the billows of steam you see coming from power plants. If waste heat is available, the only energy needed is for pumping. That means
that all the water we produce by this method would not require additional fuel. And this is a huge difference in terms of sustainability.
The forward osmosis systems could be installed alongside power plants to use their discharged heat. Ultimately, the water produced in this way could cost half as much as water produced by reverse osmosis and use just a tenth of the electricity. At Meni Elimelech's lab at Yale, PhD student Laura Hoover is studying the membrane. Traditional membranes are too thick for forward osmosis, so she's trying to make thinner membranes to allow more water through.
So this is just a water bath to keep everything in the same temperature.
The test unit is just two big jars of water connected by tubes and pumps. On one side, seawater. On the other, the draw solution of special ammonium carbonate salts. The water streams pass on either side of a tiny membrane.
So we have the draw solution here on mass balance. So we can measure the weight that's in this container over time. And so we can see how much water has moved into the draw side of the system from the feed side.
We watch the numbers climb. Today's best forward osmosis membranes can produce the same flow as the older reverse osmosis ones. And no pumping is required. Meanwhile, back in Boston, Rob McGinnis of Oasis Water is looking at the big picture. The company is close to commercializing the technology. And there are applications besides seawater. Forward osmosis could be used to make fresh water from municipal wastewater or from polluted water sources. But desalination is the company's first goal. And says McGinnis, there's really only one question that matters.
And the question is, what do we use to do that? Do we use fossil fuels or electricity that can be used for so many other things, or do you find some way to use less resources to do it? And we think that's what we can do.
Oasis plans to begin testing a complete desalination system soon and hopes to start selling the technology in late 2011. For Living on Earth, I'm Lisa Ravensburger in Boston.
Our story is part of the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, a powerful puzzle.